puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, Gordon Goldsboro is back with another episode of Abandoned Manitoba. Welcome back.
Welcome, Terry.
Now, on the way out the door last week, you said, stick him up. What are you talking about?
Well, I was sort of alluding to a bank robbery, and the connotation is that we are going today to see an abandoned bank vault.
Where is it?
Well, this particular one is actually just a little southwest of Deloraine, Manitoba.
Southwest of Deloraine. Okay, what about the bank? Is this bank still standing?
No. The bank is long gone, in fact. It's an interesting story, in fact, because this story actually precedes the railway. If you look at a lot of the towns around Manitoba, they have a connection to the railway. They were created basically as a station of the railway. But a lot of times, a town would be established before the railway arrived. And I guess the hope of the townspeople would be that the railway would be enticed to move through the village, and then they would all, of course, be serviced by rail. But in a lot of cases, that didn't happen, and they would end up finding themselves off the railway line. They'd have to make the decision as to what they were going to do. And in this particular case, the town of Deloraine was established prior to the arrival of the railway, a couple of years before the railway came. The railway missed them town by a couple of miles to the north. And so the town fathers decided, well, we're moving the town. So they just picked up everything they could move, and they moved it to where the present town of Deloraine is located. So this became known as Old Deloraine.
And was the problem the vault was too heavy to move?
Yeah, well, there were several things that couldn't be moved, apparently. There was a town hall that they had been using as a town hall and a school. There was a mill. But I guess because the bank vault was made out of stone, they had used eventually a bunch of field stones.
Oh, just stones?
Stones. These were field stones, you know, the kind of rounded stone you find in fields.
Yeah.
They used those. They cemented them together with mortar, and they made this, what looks almost like a big loaf of bread. You know, it's a rounded top made of field stone.
Okay.
And they picked up the building, which was probably wood, the bank building, up around it, took that to Deloraine, and left this little bank vault in its original location.
So what kind of shape is it in now?
Actually, remarkably good shape. In fact, this particular one is very near and dear to my heart because it was the very first place I found when I started mapping historic sites. And I pulled into a person's yard because I was lost, hopelessly lost. And I knocked on the door and I said, "You're going to think I'm a little strange, but I'm looking for a bank vault." And they went, "Oh, it's the one behind our barn." And it turns out the site, after it was vacated by the town, the land was sold to a farmer, and he established his farm there. And the current generation, which is I think now the third generation, still looks at that bank vault as a point of pride. They appreciate the heritage of it. So even though it's in their cattle yard, they've constructed a nice little fence around it to keep the cattle from rubbing up against it. Apparently it had a little bit of renovation back in the early 1970s, but it's in remarkably good condition.
When we think of bank vaults, we think of complicated locks and that kind of stuff and a big steel door. Is that what's on this?
No, indeed. This was a very modest structure. I think because at the time they weren't thinking of it, I suppose, as in terms of its longevity. They weren't maybe thinking this would last for 100 years. So, it doesn't have any metal. There actually were hinges, I think, at one time that were metal, but I don't think there was anything like a big steel door like we think of a bank vault today, because this was much more modest times. This bank, by the way, wasn't one of the big banks we think of today. This was a local bank started by a couple of brothers that happened to be just the early settlers in this town. So it wasn't as big a thing as that we might think of it today.
What do you know about what they actually called the bank?
I think it was called the Stewart Brothers Bank. It was the Stewart Brothers that had come from Ontario that started it. So I think that's what they called it.
And the original bank building that they lifted up off the vault and moved to the current Deloraine, is it still standing?
Not to my knowledge. It probably wasn't a very elaborate structure to begin with. And I think there's probably no sign of it, although who knows? Maybe it's part of some other building. It's been maybe gradually accreted into something else.
You said stick them up at the beginning. Do you know whether this bank was ever robbed?
No, to my knowledge, it's hard to say. It only operated for 3 years because it was built in 1883 and they moved the town in 1886. So it was only those 3 years. It's conceivable, but I'm not so likely.
Moved to follow the railroad.
That's right.
Darn railroad.
But, you know, the funny thing is, when I first saw this, I thought, well, this is really unusual. I mean, I've never heard of this before. And then I mentioned it to a few people and they went, well, you know about the other one, don't you? And I go, well, the other one? What do you mean? And it turns out I have now found five bank vaults.
And what can you tell us about them today?
Well, in all cases, the same sort of scenario. A bank vault as part of a bank building, and then the bank either was torn down, burned down, moved. For whatever reason, the bank vault itself couldn't be moved. So in addition to the one in Deloraine or outside of Deloraine, there are four others.
Do you know where they are?
I do indeed. I've got pictures of all of them. I've got their locations. There's one in Arden, Manitoba.
Okay.
There's one just north of Pilot Mound. In fact, on the mound for which Pilot Mound is named, there's a little bank vault. There's one at Holmfield out near Killarney. And there's one in northern Manitoba right on the edge of Red Deer Lake.
Who'd have thought?
Me, same here.
You've uncovered a remarkable series of stories.
That's
here.
Right.
What are you doing next week?
Well, I'm going to stick on the theme of stone edifices, and we're going to go a little bit further west from the one we saw today.
Okay. Look forward to it. It's always fun. Gordon, thank you.
You're welcome, Terry.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.
Gordon Goldsboro, he'll be back next week with another reveal of the lost and forgotten places in our province. To find out more about his stories, you can head to our Facebook page, and we've provided a link to the Deloraine Bank Vault. And you can find more about what Gordon does, and they have an extensive website at the Manitoba Historical Society, mhs.mb.ca. That's mhs.mb.ca for their website.